It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Douglas Sells. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Douglas Sells.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Ryan Baker and Chris Higgins, I'm Douglas Sells. The opening week of the 2016 football season wasn't kind to Central Ohio's Catholic high school football teams as they combined for a record of 2-5. Opening week started great on Thursday as DeSales beat Lancaster 28-7 and Newark Catholic topped Licking Valley 21-7, but it was all downhill from there. In our CCL game of the week last Friday night in Bob Jacoby's first game as St. Charles head coach, the Cardinals fell to Upper Arlington 26-14. Also last Friday, Hartley lost to Toledo Central Catholic 31-28. Waterson lost to Walnut Ridge 8-3. And Reedy fell to Whitehall 39-25. On Saturday, Fisher Catholic lost to Rosecrans 40-13. Four of the area's Catholic high school football teams are in action this evening in our CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Bishop Hartley looks to pick up its first win of the season as the Hawks travel to Central Crossing. Randy Ryan Hart and Coach Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play immediately following the preview show, starting with the pregame at 7:15 right here on AM 820. Also tonight, DeSales welcomes Clarkson North out of Canada to Alumni Stadium. St. Charles is on the road at Reynoldsburg, and Waterson heads to Olentangy Orange. Tomorrow night, Fisher Catholic takes on Portsmouth East at Byrne Union High School. Reedy battles Briggs at Upper Arlington High School, and Newark Catholic heads south to face Nelson Bill York. Time for a quick break. When we come back, we'll speak with our color analyst, Coach Larry Wolf, to get a recap on last week's St. Charles Upper Arlington game and preview tonight's Hartley Central Crossing matchup. Then it's St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby and Cardinals senior wide receiver and defensive back Jordan Berkey. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
The Bob Boyd Way.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round. And because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way, through your hospital treatment, and after you return home, so you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Randy Reinhardt and the coach, Larry Wolf, brought you all the live play-by-play of our CCL Game of the Week last Friday night as St. Charles lost to Upper Arlington 26-14 in the season opener. Coach Wolf joins us now on the preview show. And Larry, a turnover and a big play doomed the Cardinals in the first quarter as they fell behind 16-0. How difficult is that to fall behind early to a good Division I team?
Well, first of all, it's difficult to do it to anybody, let alone Upper Arlington. And second of all, when you have the kind of offense St. Charles is now featuring, which is not a quick strike, but it's more of a methodical inside, veer type of offense, it may take a little bit longer than the normal offense to strike back. I mean, 16 points to a pass-happy team might not take very long, but it put them behind the eight ball. And they played probably the first quarter as if it was opening night. You know, just one of those days when things didn't go well early. But they righted the ship, and they did a pretty good job coming back.
You talk about them righting the ship. They did battle back, cut the lead to two heading into halftime. What did you see from the Cardinals, especially in that second quarter, that they can build on moving forward here?
Well, I think they found out that they can run the football, that they can, you know, inside the tackles, run the football. Now they have to. They didn't pitch and they didn't keep the football the entire first quarter. All they did was run the inside veer, and then in the second quarter they began to. Quarterback kept the ball a couple times, pitched it once or twice, and I think as they get more and more comfortable, they're going to be a much better team out on the perimeter. You know, Davion Johnson has some great speed out there, but he did a great job running inside last week, so I thought they did a pretty good job.
Speaking with our color analyst, the coach, Larry Wolf, and you mentioned Davion Johnson, the senior running back and All-State first-team defensive back, broke his hand on the opening kickoff. He did come back into the game. He finished the game, but he's going to miss some playing time. What does that mean for St. Charles moving forward, Coach?
Well, that's a significant injury because Davion Johnson has got extra gear. He has the ability to take it to the house at any moment offensively. He also is a stellar defensive player, so now they lose two players. And that's usually the case when you don't have incredible depth on both sides where you just have, you know, where you total two platoon. Davion Johnson is an electrifying kind of runner, and he's a pretty good free safety. And they lose two players now. And, you know, we weren't sure last week when he hurt himself exactly what it was, but I remember watching him come off the pile. You know, something's not right. I don't know whether it was a shoulder. I think I thought it might have been a shoulder, like a stinger or something like that, but then we found out it was a broken hand later, and well, that explains that. So I hope he's back soon because they certainly need him.
Joined by our color analyst, Coach Larry Wolf, Larry and Randy Reinhardt getting ready to call tonight's CCL Game of the Week as Hartley heads to Central Crossing. You can hear it live immediately following the preview show right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. And Larry, the Hawks fell on a close one, 31-28, to a great Toledo Central Catholic team that's been in the Division III state title game the past two seasons. Hartley is used to playing big games like this, so I'm guessing it will be no problem to bounce back this weekend.
Yeah, it's not really even a bounce-back type of game because you're talking about one of the top teams in the state of Ohio. I mean, Toledo Central Catholic's an outstanding football program, and it went down to the wire, and I think they scored in the last 20 seconds of the game to beat Hartley. So it's not like Hartley played poorly and has to bounce back from some dismal performance. They played well. The game was just about a minute too long for them, and that's just the way it is. And you're on the road. That's a tough game also. So to open up on the road like Hartley's going to do for six straight weeks, they played well enough to win. And when you play great teams, sometimes you don't win. And that's just the way it is. And they've done it long enough. They'll be fine.
Coach, on the flip side, Central Crossing, a team that's made the playoffs the last 2 years in Division I, they got beat by Pick North opening week 41-13. Were you surprised by that score, and are they going to be able to bounce back?
Now, that's a different story because, see, for many, many years, Central Crossing never tasted the playoffs. Well, now they've tasted it two in a row, and not only did they get beat last week, you know, by a sizable margin, which I think shocked a lot of people, including me. I thought that Pick North might beat them. I think Pick North beat them again last year as well, but it was a much closer game. And this year it was much more dominant. Now you step in against Hartley, and you're going to have to do some serious footballing tonight if they're going to win this game. And so now you could start the season 0-2, which puts a lot of pressure on your OCC schedule. And so I'm sure that Central Crossing doesn't want that to happen.
Coach, Connor Collins is going to get the start for Hartley at quarterback. Jake Ruby chipped a bone in his hand last week, and he's going to miss at least this week, maybe next. What do you expect out of the senior who has some experience filling in for Ruby last year? I believe he started three games.
Well, in Hartley's offensive system, the quarterback really only has to make a few plays a game. It isn't like he has to go back and throw the ball 25 times. He's going to distribute the ball to the people that he has to distribute the ball to in the run game, and then there may be two or three third down passes or a big run here or there, and he's a big guy. Now, he's 6'6 and 220 pounds or something like that. I wouldn't have put him at quarterback because I'm not very smart. I'd have made him an offensive guard or tackle at Reedy, but playing at Hartley, you know, that's a pretty big quarterback for anybody, and so I think he's going to get some tough yards running the football, but I don't think they're asking him to win the game. They've got enough other pieces to win the game. He just has to manage it, do the things that he has to do, and then make a couple plays.
All righty. As always, thanks for taking time out from your pregame preparations for joining us, Coach. We look forward to hearing your call with Randy Reinhardt coming up in about 45 minutes.
Looking forward to it, guys. It should be a great game tonight.
Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhardt, they bring you the CCL Game of the Week live immediately following the preview show as Hartley goes on the road at Central Crossing. And after the game, keep it on AM 820 for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, brought to you by This Week Sports. Our very own Ryan Baker and This Week Sports editor Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from Central Ohio High School football, and they'll talk with the coaches and players from key games. You can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard and get all the scores on our website, AM820scoreboardshow.com. In last Friday's CCL Game of the Week, St. Charles fell behind early and couldn't quite overcome the deficit as the Cardinals fell to Upper Arlington 26-14. St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby joins us now. And, Coach, you turned the ball over on your first drive, giving UA great field position. The Golden Bears would go on to score. How difficult is it to get into that hole early against a good Division I team?
It's really difficult, and it's not something you want to do if you're going to have a chance against a great program like that. So, yeah, that, it was a big learning experience for our guys.
Coach, I know you don't really want to speak on past experiences at St. Charles with another coach, but that seems like something that's kind of doomed the Cardinals the past couple years is turnovers and untimely penalties. What are some things you can do to work on that?
Well, I don't know. For us, it's like having them, you know, all sophomores in there because they, you know, on any team you have guys that have played for 3 or 4 years and they know your system, and our guys started from scratch about 5 or 6 weeks ago. So I don't know that there's anything we can do except keep working and working to get better, knowing our assignments and things, and then maybe we'll have a chance to do some good things.
Coach, Doug mentioned you get in the early hole 16-0, but in the second quarter, you guys come back. You cut the lead to 16-14 heading into the half. What did you like there from your team? How was their fight coming back there in the second quarter?
Well, what I really like is Arlington kind of put us our backs to the wall and forced us to throw the ball to get back in the game a little bit. And we were able to do that. And up until that point, we really didn't have an identifiable passing game. So we kind of discovered that we have some things that we can do. And so, you know, we're going to try to build off of that to try to keep teams off balance.
We're joined by St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. His Cardinals falling in the opener to Upper Arlington 26-14. Your running back and All-State safety Davion Johnson broke his hand on the opening kickoff. He finished the game, but he will miss some time now. Wide receiver and kick returner Jordan Berkey also missed some time in the opener with a knee injury. What's the status of both those guys?
Well, Davion won't play this week, and then it'll be week to week after that. He probably won't be able to play on the offensive side of the ball till late in the season. So that's the status on him. And Jordan has made a nice recovery, and I think he's pretty much full speed.
We're joined by St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. His Cardinals looking for their first win of the season on the road at Reynoldsburg tonight. Reynoldsburg off to a 1-0 start after beating New Albany 35-28 last week. Coach, what did you see in that game from the Raiders that you need to be ready for tonight?
They're just physical. They're athletic and physical. And that's something that we haven't really proven that we can be super physical right now. So we're going to have to meet force with force. And if we do, we're going to have a chance to win. If not, then they're going to take advantage of us because we know how good New Albany is. We know that's a really good program, and they've got a solid team. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us in that department.
Reynoldsburg quarterback Nathan Barco, one of the best in the area. He was 23-38 for 332 yards last week and 2 touchdowns. What are you guys going to have to do to slow that passing attack down?
Well, we're going to have to find a way to put some pressure. We can't let him just sit back there and pick up the park. So, you know, we're going to try to be aggressive during the game and hopefully, you know, keep him off balance enough where we can make some plays. We're not going to shut him down completely, but hopefully we can get him off balance a little bit.
New Albany running back Victor White rushed for over 300 yards and 4 touchdowns against Reynoldsburg last week. Do you see some opportunities for you guys to run the ball tonight?
Not really. We don't have a Victor White on our team, and I was looking at that film, and a lot of times there didn't seem like there was any place to run, and he made plays out of nothing. So, you know, I don't see us having a guy like that. If we can get our option working a little bit, maybe we can pick some plays here and there, but I think we're going to have a little more balanced attack.
Coach, you talked about your players kind of being like sophomores in your system because this is their first year in it, and they're learning on the fly. So what's the one thing that you want to see the most improvement out of your team tonight?
Well, just the simple things like lining up, not jumping off sides, keeping penalties to a minimum. We had a boatload of penalties last week, and that's a nightmare for any team.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck tonight at Reynoldsburg.
Well, thanks a lot, Doug and Ryan. We're really looking forward to the game tonight.
St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. We talked with Coach about the health of his senior wide receiver and kick returner Jordan Berkey. Our Chris Higgins spoke with Jordan earlier this week.
Jordan, you guys played Upper Arlington last Friday where you lost 26-14. First half, you guys got in a hole 16-0, but you guys were able to fight back and get it to 16-14 at halftime. Tell me about your guys' confidence heading in there to halftime.
We felt pretty good. Obviously, I think we put ourselves into a hole with the penalties on the extra points. So that kind of hurt us, but we were pretty confident that we could come back and finish the game off. Our main goal was just to finish hard, like we know we could. We were conditioned and just play hard.
In the second half, you guys weren't able to score. You ended up losing 26-14. Tell me about the things you thought you could have done different in that second half that might have where you guys could have broken through and scored.
I think it all came down to hurting ourselves more. The UA played hard, and we were ready for that, and we knew what was going to happen. So we just beat ourselves up, put ourselves in a bad positions to make plays, and our offense should have done better.
All right, this week you guys play another OCC team, Reynoldsburg. They're coming off a win where they had a big win against New Albany. What do you expect out there in Reynoldsburg this week?
We expect the same thing. Ready to come out. They're ready to play. We know we played them last year. It was a good game last year for the first half. So we're just ready. We're just trying to prepare, fix the things that we messed up in against UA. So,
well, Davion Johnson, he's out. So is that going to mean an increased workload for you?
I don't think so. We got a bunch of young guys ready to step up. I think so. I'm pretty confident in their abilities. So.
Tell me what's going to be missed about him not being out there.
He'll be there, and he'll be loud. He'll talk. He'll help us out. So I'm not. It's not a big loss because I know he'll be coaching us up on the sidelines, watching, paying attention. So.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yep, no problem.
Our thanks to St. Charles senior wide receiver Jordan Berkey and our Chris Higgins for that. The Cardinals on the road tonight facing Reynoldsburg. We have to step away. When we come back, it's North Catholic head coach Bill Franks, and then we check in with Fisher Catholic head man Mike Yannotti. All of that and more straight ahead on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact ganimmedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
The Bob Boyd.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Newark Catholic opened the season with a 21-7 win over Licking Valley last Thursday night. It was the 14th time since 2013 that the Green Wave have held an opponent to less than 10 points. Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks joins us now on the show. And coach, last week you held the Panthers to just 7 points while forcing four turnovers. Could you have imagined a better start to the season for your defense?
Oh, it was great to see. We played okay in our scrimmages, but weren't particularly effective at always stopping the run. And we put together just a total defensive night, and just what a credit to our coaches and our kids.
Coach, Kyle Gibson, your running back, had a great game. He rushed for 187 yards and 2 scores on just 19 carries. Kyle's a kid whose success is really coming from the work he put in the off the field, isn't it?
Oh, he's always been talented, and he's always been a football player. But, he took it to another level. A lot of early morning workouts and proper diet, and he's come in so strong and so fit.
Your quarterback, Hunter Chapman, last week rushed for a score, made several key throws to set up other touchdowns in that 21-7 win over Licking Valley. Talk about Hunter's progression and how he won the starting job this year, Coach.
Well, it's funny. We've made them, compete, and it's been healthy competition. Lucas Pierce and Tanner Lake and Hunter have basically taken even reps in practice and in the scrimmages. When Tanner's he plays an awful lot of places, so receiver and defensive back, so he probably hasn't gotten quite as many reps. But Lucas and Hunter just have done a wonderful job of just being great teammates to each other and competing. And Friday night, it just was we had it down to a rotation, and Hunter it was just ended up being his time and his night, and he just managed the game well. And there's some areas to improve upon, but we sure like the confidence that he brought and, just a tough physical play.
Coach, Licking Valley, we know every year is a tough team. They're always right there fighting for the playoffs if they're not in the playoffs. I know they've got big expectations this year as well. How can a win against a program like that really kickstart your season off in the right way?
Well, there's no question. It was a fun win. It was a big win. We typically play them later in the year, and growing up, our kids love to compete against their kids and vice versa. And, their coach is, Coach Boffman is, I think he almost has 300 career wins. So, they're a time-tested program, and it was certainly good for our community.
We're joined on the preview show by Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. Looking ahead, Green Wave traveling to Nelsonville, York tomorrow. It's the seventh straight season you've played the Buckeyes, Coach. You've gone 4-2 in the first six games. What has this series meant to both programs?
First and foremost, it's just a classy, we respect them, they respect us. They have good fans, good people, and it's just been a real healthy rivalry. Typically, the winner of this game makes the playoffs, this year's team is coached by new coach Rusty Richards, and he has them playing with tremendous balance and tremendous enthusiasm. And we were down to watch them play Trimble, which ironically is where Rusty had coached for many years. So his coaching debut with Nelsonville York was against his former school, and he's has them up and running.
Coach, you mentioned Nelsonville York opening up the season against Trimble last week, 27-7. They knocked them off. Their quarterback, Hunter Edwards, though, was intercepted 3 times in the game. We've talked about how good your defense has been. Is that something you're looking to take advantage of?
Well, I'll tell you, Hunter is we've watched him now for 3 years as their starter, and he's the real deal. Yeah, the interceptions were a little out of character for him. I'm sure maybe just getting used to new coaching lingo or style, but mark it down. He'll be there to compete, and he's a real dual threat, and surrounded by a whole slew of 3-year starters. And the Green Wave, we're going to have to go down there to win and figure out how to
play a solid game and pull it out in the fourth quarter.
Coach, you mentioned last week to us that your senior lineman, Connor Sheehan, had been in a pretty bad car accident and wasn't able to play in the game. How is Connor doing?
You know, he's doing very well, and as of right now, it looks like here very soon he'll be rejoining his teammates and be back on that football field.
That's great news. Glad to hear it. And, Coach, as always, thanks for joining us. Good luck tomorrow against Nelsonville York.
Well, thank you for all you do for high school sports.
Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. The Green Wave take on Nelsonville York tomorrow. Fisher Catholic opened up its season last Saturday night with a 40-13 loss to Rosecrans. Irish head coach Mike Yannotti joins us now. And, Coach, last week you talked about the Bishops' talented running back and quarterback, and they, as advertised, had big games. The running back, Travis Johnston, 235 yards, two TDs, recovered a fumble in the end zone for a score. The quarterback, Jack Nash, threw for 162 yards and two touchdowns, ran for another. What made those two so tough to stop?
Well, their athletes made the plays, and we just did not. They ran the stretch zone and the cutback, and we had people sometimes in position, sometimes not. And in essence, we just didn't play well. We weren't in position to make the plays.
Coach, just before the half, your quarterback, Brooks Conrad, hit Logan Loy for a six-yard touchdown pass. Were you hoping that that score heading into the half could possibly give you some momentum and carry over into the second?
We did, and in fact, we told the kids at halftime that, you know, obviously the game's never over till it's over, but that gave us hope and that we wanted to build on that and come out and do some things. We had some troubles with the quarterback snap to the pistol and quarterback snap under center, among other things. And so, obviously, we had a lot of work to fix, and we worked on it this week.
Your running back, Alan McCall, rushed for 99 yards and a touchdown. After the game, you said that you liked the power game. Are we going to see more of that moving forward?
Well, we're going to have to do something besides run the fullback lead, obviously. We just, again, we have new people in new spots that we're not game-tested. And it's no excuse. It's just we have to coach them better and we have to get them better prepared.
Speaking with Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti, his Irish hosting Portsmouth East tomorrow night at Burn Union. Coach, we were talking before we came on here, and the field at Lancaster is having some repair work done on it. So last week, which was supposed to be a home game, was out in Zanesville, where Rosecrans play, but out in their home area. And this week you're on the road at Burn Union playing a home game. How difficult is that for you guys, and what's the update on the field down there?
Well, we're hoping that the field will be ready for next week, where we play again on Saturday against Northridge. And of course, it's traveling with any team is an issue, but it's not an excuse for anything. It's just one of those things where you go play a game and hopefully your athletes step up and do what they're supposed to do.
We're joined by Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti, his Irish taking on Portsmouth East tomorrow night at Burn Union High School. What can you tell us about the Tartans, Coach?
Well, they're very talented. We played them last year in Portsmouth, down in East Galley or whatever, and they were super talented. Their running back, number 32, is an exceptional kid. They're very well coached. They play great defense. So we're going to have our hands full. But again, I worry about our kids and what we do and whether we block and tackle. And we've worked hard on that this week.
Coach, you mentioned the loss to East last year, 40-28. What can you take away from that game, and what can you learn from it heading into this one?
Well, we know that we have to be fundamentally sound defensively and offensively. And at times we weren't, and we were in the phase of growing into this offense and defense that we were playing, and we're hoping that our kids have taken that step forward.
Coach, you've mentioned several things. Is there one thing in particular you want to see out of your team tomorrow night?
Well, we want execution offensively, blocking and tackling on defense. I mean, we have to be where we're supposed to be, and again, it's a young team, but that's no excuse. We're trying to simplify the offense, simplify the defensive positions, and put our kids in a position to win, not to fail.
All righty, Coach. Good luck tomorrow night against Portsmouth East.
Thank you very much.
Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti, the Irish looking for their first win of the season tomorrow night against Portsmouth East at Burn Union High School. Time for a quick break. When we return, we'll check in with the Sales head coach Ryan Wiggins and Stallions senior cornerback Joe Arnold. Then it's Reedy head man Brian Cross and Silver Knights quarterback Austin Aiello. That's straight ahead on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
In the Chronicles of Narnia, Mr. Beaver describes Aslan in these words. Aslan is the great lion. Oh, says Susan, I thought he was a man. Is he safe? I'd be nervous meeting a lion. Safe, says Mr. Beaver. Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you. We like to tame Jesus with images that make him so mild, he's almost boring. Maybe we do that because we prefer a God who doesn't actually challenge us. But Jesus walked on water, appeared before his apostles in dazzling light. He told dead people to get up, and they got up. He's mighty. When you pray, don't hold back. Got dreams? Ask big. Angry? Yell to God. Got doubts? Tell him. Feel like a mess? Surrender your life to God. He can take it. He's bigger than you. He's the king, I tell you. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports, it's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. St. Francis DeSales opened the regular season with an impressive 28-7 win over Division I Lancaster last Thursday night. Stallions head coach Ryan Wiggins joins us now. And, Coach, looking back now at week one, you've had a chance to look at all the tape. How impressed are you with the performance of your team in that opener?
Well, I thought we played really well. You know, we executed so well from start to finish. We defensively, we were able to go three and out, I believe, all but one series in the first half. We were able to get good field position. Our offense moved the chains, you know, and put points on the board on three occasions. But even when they didn't, they moved the chains and we were able to punt it. So we won the field position battle. Just played really well. You know, came out and executed. I loved our energy. The guys were flying around. And there's always something about that opening night, you know, that is fun and special. And it's been a couple of years since we won one, so it was exciting, you know. But we turn the page and move on, and that's what we've talked about trying to do this week.
Well, and especially last year, I think you lost the opener to the same Lancaster team. I think it was 13-3, and to turn it around and be that dominant, what kind of message does that send?
Yeah, I don't know. I think each year in high school football that is unique. I mean, you know, scheme-wise and all that, you know a little bit about somebody, but it's so fluid in high school, and seniors graduate and good people graduate. And in our case, we had some guys returning from last year's game, so I thought we did a nice job of learning from some of our mistakes and learning from some of the things we could have done better, but really just execution. I mean, last year, they controlled the line of scrimmage. They won the turnover battle. You know, they were able to get tough yardage when they needed it. I would say this year it was the other way around, and we were the winner. So, great way to start the year.
Coach, quarterback Cole Silvestri was awfully impressive in his first start for you. He was 8 of 12, 108 yards and a touchdown. Talk a little bit about his journey coming from Olentangy Liberty to DeSales and becoming your starter.
Well, you know, Cole's just a lot of fun to coach. He's very dialed in. He's very detailed. He wins sprints. He wins competitions in the weight room. He tries his best all the time in drills. He's really good from that standpoint. You know, he tries to lead. He tries to focus. So those are all good things to start with. I do think that he's learning how to play at our level and, you know, learning a little different scheme, but he's got some zip on the ball, and there's a lot of tools, you know, but when you put it all together, I think he has a chance to be a pretty good quarterback. And you know, it'll be a progression week to week, but I think it's something that he's excited about and something that he's up to.
We're joined by DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. His Stallions playing a virtual unknown tonight in first-year program football north of Clarkson Secondary School out of Ontario, Canada. How did you schedule this game, and what can you tell us about the Chargers?
Well, the first part of that, this team is coming to play all of their games in the States. They're a football academy. You know, they're not some team that's just coming to have a field trip in the United States and play a game, you know, as some of those teams do. This is a football academy. Their kids are have high aspirations of playing, you know, to the next level and so on. So they're coming to town. They're playing the Pick Centrals and the LaSalles and some of the better teams in Ohio. So we had an opening. We went ahead and scheduled it. It's another home game. But it'll be a challenge because they do have game breakers at the skilled positions. Guys that can score at any time, you know, and guys that are football. I mean, this football is what they do. It's what they're aspiring for. So, you know, in watching tape, they're going to present some challenges, some matchup challenges. They got good size, good athleticism, and we got to execute well.
Coach, in their opening loss to Ottawa Glandorf, the Chargers turned the ball over six times. Coming off the great game that your defense had last week against Lancaster, you think you can take advantage of that?
I hope so. I was fortunate enough to see the game, having played the Thursday night game. I was able to go watch them play. And, you know, they hadn't had scrimmages or games or anything. That was actually their first test. So I think they'll get better. It wasn't always forced errors. It was just you could tell that there was some continuity that was lacking, but I'm sure they've gotten better. Our focus is on our thing. I think when we play well up front and we're gap tight, you know, in our front seven and our guys in the back end try, you know, minimize big plays or actually eliminate big plays, that we could be a pretty good defense, or we are a pretty good defense when we don't do those things. But we haven't been tested in that area yet, and they will test us. So, yes, we're hoping for some turnovers. We're hoping for some forced errors, but, you know, it all comes down to our execution, so we'll see how that goes.
We're joined by DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. His Stallions hosting Clarkson north of Canada tonight. You mentioned it's a football academy. They do have some players on this team. In fact, Chargers senior linebacker Tyrell Richards has already committed to play his college football at Syracuse. What do you see in his game, Coach?
I'll tell you, he's not only a good-looking player, but you know, he plays the way he looks. He is physical. He's downhill. He's fast. You know, you can have good positioning on him, but he can recover and make plays. You know, you can have him where you think maybe he's sealed off, but he just makes a play that you're not supposed to make. You know, he's what I would call a Saturday player. You know, he's going to go play big-time football on Saturdays and maybe beyond. So those are the kind of guys that can really hurt you. You know, the game breakers that I was speaking of. So real important that we execute, that we pay attention to detail, play fundamental football, and try to use their aggressiveness against them.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck tonight against Clarkson North.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. The Stallions secondary will be tested by the Clarkson North passing attack. Our Ryan Baker spoke with DeSales cornerback Joe Arnold about that earlier this week.
Joe, an impressive 28-7 win last Thursday to open up your season against Lancaster. Did that one feel a little extra special, especially since the tough loss to them last year?
Yeah, it felt great just getting our revenge, and it feels good just to win an opener because we haven't won an opener in a long time.
Coach talked about how much energy you guys played with, and you really jumped out of the gate fast. What do you attribute that to, the team coming out so quick?
I just felt like we was really focused going into the game, and we knew that we had to bring energy and keep the energy up throughout the whole game. Kept us going.
You guys hold Lancaster to 7 points. They scored at the very end when the backups were in. I think it was the last play of the game. You held them to, I believe, in the first half, 80 yards, and they got 43 of those on one play. What did you guys do so well defensively last week?
Well, we just came into it prepared. We was a lot prepared, better than last year, and we just did everything that the coaches wanted us to do. Got the job done.
How hard were you guys rooting on the sidelines for that shutout?
Yeah. We wanted it really bad. I mean, it's all right, though, that we didn't get it.
Well, you know, great season opening win, but unfortunately, first week of the season means you got to put that one behind you and move on to the next one. You guys play a prep school out of Canada. It's called Clarkson North. It is like a football factory almost. That's what the kids go there for, is just to play football. What kind of challenges is that going to present?
We'll see a different offense for sure. They'll be spread out more. We'll go against more athletes, so have to prepare. No way.
Coach mentioned that they 85% of the time, he said, they pass the football. Does that excite you as a guy in the secondary? No, you're going to get some chances?
It does. We'll have to stay on our toes. We'll have to be prepared for the run, too. Don't just think that they're going to pass every play because they'll run, sweep sometimes, get out to the outside, try and test us. It's going to be big since we lost a corner, Ryan Peaks, due to injury. So backup going to have to play.
You mentioned that, Joe, the losing obviously a player on this year's team, but you guys replaced a whole secondary from last year. Austin Andrews, Darren Hankins, Drake Yinger, and Sean Snyder, they were all great players back there. What has that been like, replacing all those guys, and how do you think the secondary is gelling so far?
I feel like the experience, we have Noble coming back, who was he's a good leader for us, and he kept all of us going. Then we just have to keep it up, keep having Noble lead us, and keep doing our thing.
You got to play, though, a lot last year when Austin was banged up. You were starting corner for a while. How has that experience helped you coming into this year?
It helped me a lot. I mean, I was there to help the others who asked questions. Just being able there and have a little bit of experience under my belt helped out a lot.
And with that, how have you used that experience from last year and to help lead the younger guys that are filling in on the secondary this year?
Like I said, just answering people's questions and then knowing what to do and when to do it.
Final question, what's a key for you guys to get a big win and go 2-0 on the season this week?
Stay focused again. Focus is key. Keep bringing the energy every game, every practice, go 100%.
Well, Joe, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get in there with your team at the weight room. Good luck this week against Clarkson North.
All right, thank you.
Our thanks to DeSales cornerback Joe Arnold and our Ryan Baker for that. The Stallions welcome Clarkson North to Alumni Stadium tonight. Bishop Reedy held a 10-7 lead heading into the fourth quarter on the road at Whitehall last Friday night, but the Rams scored 32 fourth-quarter points to knock off the Silver Knights 39-25. Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross joins us now on the show. And, Coach, what did Whitehall do differently in the fourth quarter that you just couldn't stop?
They didn't do anything differently. They were running the same plays, but unfortunately, offensively in the first half, we couldn't move the ball against them, so our defense was on the field the whole first half, and they got tired, and their running back broke a couple nice long runs, and they blocked them pretty well, and our pursuit wasn't there. So kind of got worn down in the game, and they popped a couple long runs against us, and that pretty much was the difference in the game.
You mentioned Rams running back Siraj Muhammad. He scores four touchdowns in the game for Whitehall, totaled 188 yards of offense, 113 of that on the ground. What did he do that made him so effective?
Well, he's very elusive and very quick. And a couple times we had two defenders right there, and he didn't try to juke them or anything. He turned on the speed and split them, and we ended up, sitting there watching him run by us. And that's pretty much, I mean, he's not a real big guy, so it wasn't like he was running over us, but their offensive line did a nice job. Their coaching staff had a couple nice schemes. But, the same plays they ran in the first half, we stopped. But in the fourth quarter, we got a little bit tired because our defense was on the field way too much in the first half, and his speed was what hurt us the most in that fourth quarter.
Coach, you mentioned your running back, Devin Dukes, 2,000-yard rusher last season. You mentioned that your defense was on the field too much. Was that why Devin only had 16 carries in the game?
Basically, they really did a nice job in the first half. They stacked the line against us, and we never got good field position. We had the ball inside our own territory the whole time, and when we didn't get first downs and we had to punt, unfortunately, our punting game wasn't very good, and we were always, in our own territory to start drives, and we were pretty hesitant to throw the football with a young quarterback in our own territory. So, that's why he didn't get as many carries, and we'll have to change some things because I know other people will try to load the box against them too. So we'll change some things and give him more opportunities to run the football.
Coach, starting a sophomore quarterback, Austin Aiello, was his first game last week. How did he do under the bright lights?
He threw the ball pretty well. He managed the offense. We didn't have good field position. They kept us pinned in our own territory that whole first half. So it was, with him being a sophomore, I was a little hesitant to open it up and let them throw the ball deep in our own territory, because I knew if we could keep it close and had a chance to go in at halftime and, you know, make a few adjustments that, you know, he would have more opportunities. And that's what happened in the second half. We made a couple adjustments, and we moved the ball really well in the second half, but it was just too little too late.
We're joined on the preview show by Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. His Silver Knights taking on Briggs at Upper Arlington. Last season, you beat Briggs 34-33 in a game that started Friday night and ended Saturday because of lightning. What do you remember most about that crazy game, Coach?
You know, what I remember most was Saturday morning. It was unbelievably hot, and both teams were cramping up, and it was very brutal, the weather. And the game went back and forth. And, you know, fortunately for us and unfortunately for them, they were struggling with their extra points. And so they had to go for two, and we stopped them a couple times. And that eventually led to us getting a one-point victory. But it was a very even, well-fought game last year.
Coach, last year seven teams scored over 28 points against the Bruins, but they have seven returning starters on defense this year. Do you expect that unit to be better with all the experience they have back?
You know, we've watched them on film, and they've looked very good on film defensively. They have decent size, and they run to the football very well, and they changed their scheme a little bit, but they actually changed their scheme in our game last year. They went to a 50-shade defense, and before the first game in scrimmage, they were in an even front. So we're prepared for both of them, but they're pretty solid on defense, and we'll have to play a heck of a lot better offensively. We'll have to have less missed assignments, and we've got to get better field position so we can, you know, operate and use our entire offense.
We're joined on the preview show by Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. His Silver Knights taking on Briggs at Upper Arlington High School. On the other side of the ball, Briggs running back A.J. Hutchins. He rushed for two touchdowns last year against you guys, had 1,200 yards on the season. What do you have to do to slow him down?
No, he's a very elusive running back, and he's short, and he's stocky and built low to the ground, but he has really good speed. They have a new quarterback who, just watch him on film, he throws the ball real well. So we've got to try to stop the long runs. You know, he's going to get some yards against us without a doubt, so we just can't allow those 30- and 40-yard runs that we allowed last week. And basically, it was backside pursuit, not getting where they were supposed to be. We did a good job on the front side, and he broke it back. And we got to do a better job of that this week against this young man, or it could be a long night for us.
Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck against Briggs.
Thank you very much.
Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. As Coach mentioned, he got a nice performance out of his sophomore starting quarterback, Austin Aiello, last week, who threw for two touchdowns in that loss. Our Chris Higgins talked with Austin earlier this week.
Austin, you made your first career start Friday night at Whitehall. Tell me about your emotions up leading before the game.
Well, I was a little bit nervous because this is my first time going into a varsity game. Really try to calm myself down before the kickoff, and I had all these guys trying to tell me I'm gonna do a good job getting my nerves off of my shoulders, and just took that into going into the game.
You guys end up losing 39-25 in a wild fourth quarter where there was 47 total points scored. Tell me about you threw two touchdown passes. Tell me how you thought your overall performance went.
Well, I started off slow. I think that was mostly the nerves kicking in. But second half came, and I really tried to calm myself down. I knew these guys had my back, and I just went out there and played my heart out.
All right, this week you guys take on local neighborhood rivalry Briggs, who's coming off a 27-6 win against Lyndon McKinley. Last year you guys won 34-33, tough matchup. What do you expect out of this year's matchup?
Well, being down the street from them, it's definitely a rivalry. I think we're fired up just losing a close game. We want to come back better than ever. We're going to come out here and work hard, and we'll see them Saturday.
What do you have to improve on in this game one to game two? What are you looking forward to mostly improving in your game?
In my game, just
being confident in myself, knowing I got a line that's going to block for me, you know, and I got receivers that can catch the ball, and I just got to play with confidence.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Reedy quarterback Austin Aiello and our Chris Higgins, the Silver Knights, looking for their first win of the season when they take on Briggs tomorrow night at Upper Arlington High School. When we come back, we'll speak with Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic and Eagles fullback and linebacker Max Bratka. Then we'll preview our CCL Game of the Week with Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawks quarterback Connor Collins. That's coming up next on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
The Bob.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today and go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience, and why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
WVSG Columbus, Ohio. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. The Bishop Waterson defense played lights out last Friday night, but the offense couldn't get things going in an 8-3 loss to Walnut Ridge in the season opener. Eagles head coach Dan Bajelic joining us now on the preview show. And coach, the Scots' only score was a fumble recovery that went for a touchdown. How disappointing is it to lose a game that way?
Well, it's disappointing anyway it happened, to be honest with you. I mean, it's tough. I mean, we just couldn't get anything consistent on offense. And when we made a couple of good plays here and there, we just couldn't, pile them up together, to be honest with you. And then we kind of shot ourselves in the foot and a few other things like that, which just kind of, made for not a real good offensive night for us.
Coach, Doug mentioned, though, the defense was great. They didn't allow any points. They forced two turnovers, held Ridge to just 9 first downs. What did your defense do last week that you really liked?
I thought we had some kids step up. I mean, first of all, we had some new kids playing in there and a couple of our juniors that hadn't played before in some tough situations did a really good job for us. Played really good team defense, and they kind of ran the plan we had well. They kind of adjusted a couple of things that Ridge did, and I thought overall we did a solid job with that.
We're joined by Bishop Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic. His Eagles losing their season opener 8-3 to Walnut Ridge, and you mentioned shooting yourself in the foot. Your offense turns the ball over 5 times, managed just 126 yards. What was the problem offensively?
We just could never get a flow. I mean, a couple of turnovers. One of them was late at the end of the game and late in the half. Those weren't that big a deal. But the others, we had a couple penalties. Really couldn't get anything going throwing the ball. And then running game wasn't consistent. We had a couple good runs here, and then we get a penalty. And so, long yards wasn't a good situation for us. And it just kind of really never got any momentum on offense going.
Coach, offensively, last week we talked about your quarterback position. You had two guys you said would both play, Will Davis and Cole Andrews. Is that something that's going to continue on here, or have you settled on one?
We haven't settled on one because nobody's really kind of took and seized the job yet. So we would like to, but it hasn't happened yet. So you'll probably see both of them a little bit this week and kind of go from there. I mean, it's one of those things that, probably not the best of things you want as coaches, but, it's got to play itself out. And Hopefully one of the two kids takes steps up and, you know, does a great job for us.
We're speaking with Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic as Eagles on the road at Olentangy Orange tonight. The Pioneers run a spread wing tee offense. Have you played against anything like that before, Coach?
Not exactly. I mean, there's been versions of it that we've had, but not to that extent. Obviously, they ran some of that last year against us. You know, they've added some things. They've got a nice group of kids. They really do a good job mixing the run and the pass. Got a really solid quarterback that, you know, I like a lot. Do a nice job spreading the ball around to a number of guys and really take advantage of what they have.
Coach, you mentioned their quarterback, J.D. Dayhoff, last week. Two touchdown passes from him. The offense for Orange, 372 yards. What does he do that you've seen on film that makes him so tough?
He just really, you know, I think he's got a great command of their offense. Can run the ball when he needs to on design runs and scramble. Throws a good ball. I think he has a great grasp of what they're trying to do. Timing on receivers, got a good arm deep and has a nice touch short. So I think he's a really good quarterback.
Coach, you're coming off a tough loss, obviously. I saw your players at practice. They're fired up. They're ready for this one. Orange losing their opener in overtime the way they did, 29-28 to Kilbourne. I'm guessing you're expecting both teams to be pretty mad tonight, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, both teams will be. It's a big game for all of us. Nobody wants to get to 0-2, and, you know, you're in a tough situation. They had one that really got away from, you know, we watched the film, and a couple things got away that we thought they could have won the game. But, that, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. The ball doesn't bounce your way. But both teams will be ready, and really, really you're hungry to get the, you know, first win of the year.
We're speaking with Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic. The Eagles on the road at Olentangy Orange tonight. Last season, you beat the Pioneers 13-7, the start of a three-game winning streak. Have you talked to the guys about that at all and how a win like this could get you some momentum moving forward?
I'll be honest with you. We just talked about focusing on getting better each day. That's been our focus this week, and trying to take each moment, all the little mistakes, and correcting those. And, you know, we get the one, then we'll worry about two.
All righty, Coach. Thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck tonight against Olentangy Orange.
All right, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic. We talked with Coach about the stellar play of his defense last week. One of the leaders on that defense is starting linebacker Max Bratka, who spoke with our Ryan Baker earlier this week.
Max, a tough 8-3 loss last week to open the season to Walnut Ridge. Starting linebacker on this team, your defense played great all night. Their only touchdown coming on a scoop and score fumble recovery. First things first, talk about how tough it was to lose that one in that close of a fashion.
It was a tough one coming out of the season, starting like that. But, you know, it's a good wake-up call for us as a team because it gets everyone together and it shows that we gotta be busting it more at practice. You know, we got to practice harder, faster, more effort. Kind of wakes everyone up to get everyone ready for the rest of the season.
And, you know, I just heard you guys say that at the end of practice today. You guys talked about that. You're one of the captains on this team. How does that what kind of responsibility does that put on you as a captain?
Well, it's 100% my responsibility. Coach is coach, and I got to come out here and lead these guys. It's my job to come out here, get everyone going every day after a long day of school, get everyone practicing hard, and get everyone to do their job.
So we talked about the game. Your defense played great. You're starting linebacker. How did you feel the defense played, and what did you like from the defense last week?
I mean, we were the typical Waterson defense. We started that last year, and we carried the momentum through the preseason into week one. I mean, we didn't allow any points, 9 first downs. I thought we played good assignment football on a team that if you break down on your assignments, they're going to kill you. A very athletic Walnut Ridge team. So I thought as a collective team and a group, we got the job done. We did what we were supposed to do.
You're starting fullback on the offensive side of the field. What just couldn't get going for the offense last week?
Biggest thing last week was probably just the game speed, game experience. Like I've said all year, we're a pretty young team. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the offensive linemen was their first time playing varsity. So they're just not used to the speed, how low they got to fire out, and just the mental will to push through 4 quarters of football.
You move on this week to an Olentangy Orange team. Offensively, they had a great game last week. They had 372 yards, scored 28 points, although they did lose in overtime. What are you going to have to do to keep the momentum defensively this week against Orange?
We're going to have to do the same thing we did last week. We got to play good assignment football. We got to do our job. Everyone's got to have their gaps and their cover spots. And, they're a good offense, but we stopped them last year, so I'm thinking we should be able to stop them this year.
They run kind of a wing tee, but it's a spread wing tee.
Yeah, weird.
You know, you think wing tee, you're thinking of a running team, but they will throw the ball too. What kind of challenges does that present?
It just makes us really think about and focus every single play. what our job is to do, and it really makes us learn our reads and when we got to be seeing every play from what the offense has given us to help us get a little advantage.
Coach here at the end of practice talked about today was a good day, but it's just step one in a process. You guys have a process going on here because you talked about you are a young, inexperienced team a little bit. With that being said, the process on the offensive side of the ball, what would you like to see this Friday from your offense?
I mean, it starts tomorrow. Tuesday is our offensive practice day. Then we got half a day Wednesday, and it starts in practice. Like Coach has been preaching all week, Monday through Thursday is going to create the results on Friday. So how we practice on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is going to give us the results that we know we want on Friday.
Well, Max, you guys definitely got the right attitude. Thanks a lot for this, and good luck this week when you take on Orange.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Our thanks to Bishop Watterson captain, linebacker, and fullback Max Bratka for that. The Eagles traveling to Olentangy Orange tonight. Defending Division IV state champion Bishop Hartley lost a heartbreaker to two-time Division III state finalist Toledo Central Catholic 31-28 in one of the biggest games in the state last Friday night. Hawks head coach Brad Birchfield joining us now on the preview show. And, Coach, what was it like to open up the season with such a big game like that?
Well, it was very difficult. There's no question when you look at them. And I mean, there's so much anticipation, so much excitement for a game like that all year long. And then you get there and you see them and see the pageantry, and it is a little bit, it takes your breath away for a minute. And then the game lived up to every ounce of hype that it had for the whole year. You know, we were in front, and then they were in front, and then we took the lead, and then they wanted it at the end. I mean, really, it was back and forth. It was two great teams. It was, I'm sure that if we played them 10 times, that it would be about 5-5, and they'd be nail biters like they've been these last 2 years. It's been a tremendous rivalry.
Coach, you end up falling behind in the third quarter late, 24-14. I know you guys had a lot of cramping issues there, a bunch of guys out of the game. You come back in the fourth to take a 28-14 lead on two Marquette Dixon touchdown runs. How were you able to fight back in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, it was 28-24 in the fourth quarter, and we felt good about getting the lead. You know, we got a couple nice stops and a couple nice drives offensively. It really was a battle of attrition, like you said. You know, we had guys dropping like flies from cramping, and you can imagine I got a million suggestions from people this week on how to avoid the cramping. But I do know this part. I know that you can't replicate the level of intensity that is played in a game like that. And you know how I know that is, they had just as many guys dropping like flies from cramping. And it's just it's a whole different level of intensity. I mean, I don't want to disrespect it, but if we played a normal team week one, shoot, there wouldn't be a cramp in the world. So, we battled back in the fourth quarter, and, we had a couple nice passes, nice catches, nice runs. I mean, it really was a football game that had a little bit of everything.
Torin Campbell hits Jace Bowen for a 16-yard touchdown. 27 seconds left in the game for the winning score. What did the Irish do on that drive?
Yeah, well, you know, Michael Warren is, you know, one of the very best players in the entire country. And, it was fourth and four, and I guess I'll tell you my thoughts because I really didn't do a very good job at the end of the game. It's fourth and four at the 16-yard line, 27 seconds left. And I thought they were still in pretty good position to run the ball, and Warren had done such a great job running, as he has, you know, for his entire career. And so we kind of called a defense that would stop the run. Well, you know, them being great coaches, they flipped him out of the backfield all and took everything on one side of the field and left him all alone. And it was really a terrific play call. I've kicked myself, repeatedly for it over and over in the last 7 days, but time to move forward.
Joined by Bishop Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield, his Hawks, as we mentioned, lose the season opener 31-28 to two-time Division III state finalist Toledo Central Catholic. But we've seen this before, Coach. You play great teams in the regular season, get you guys ready for the postseason. So you had to be happy with how that game went.
Well, we weren't happy with the result, but we were happy with the, you know, if we stop him or if the ball falls short or he falls down, you know, we win by 4 points and, gosh, we're celebrating. So it's easy to say, but hard to do. To not let the result, you know, get into the way of the performance. But we're doing our best to do that. Now we tell the team all the time that when things have gotten the toughest at Hartley over the past however many years, we've been at our best. We've gotten really good when those things happen. Now will this team be the exact same? You know, we hope so. We keep building it. We keep putting it together that way. But That has been a calling card for us, for sure.
We're joined by Bishop Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield as Hawks heading to Central Crossing tonight. It's our CCL Game of the Week live right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, immediately following the preview show. And, Coach, last week your quarterback Jake Ruby chipped a bone in his non-throwing hand early in the game. He continued to play, went 7 of 10 for 183 yards and two touchdowns. But Jake is out for tonight's game, right?
Yeah, we anticipate him being out. You know, it could always change, but I don't think it's going to. You know, we don't anticipate being anything real serious. But you know, he chipped, I think, the second play of the game, and actually we x-rayed it a couple times, and you know, it was really inconclusive. It really came up as a non-break first time. But we think we definitely want to rest it up, and as good as we know these teams are that we're playing, we still think there's a greater goal ahead of us. And we've got a great player that's playing at quarterback tonight. Connor Collins is a fantastic player. And, you know, the only reason he has not been our starter at quarterback over the past 3 years is because Jake Ruby is on our team. You know, I mean, he would be a starter on many, many of our football teams. He's a great player, and we're excited about how well he's going to play tonight.
Coach, Central Crossing last week fell to Pick North 41-13. Were you surprised at all by that score?
No, I mean, nothing week one surprises you. Week one is an incredibly difficult thing. It'll be interesting to hear, you know, Coach Wolf's take on this, because I think I've heard him say a little bit about this before. You just don't know week one. I mean, you don't know if you have all the equipment packed away. You don't know how well the kids are going to play. You don't know if you have enough offense or defense or special teams in the game. You just don't know what's going on week one. You know, we're limited in what we know about Central Crossing, but whatever we know about Central Crossing, we know a heck of a lot less than about Pickerton North. So, no, the score didn't really surprise me, but I didn't know which way it would turn out.
Central Crossing led by senior quarterback Derek Williamson. He's passed for 2,400 yards and 20 touchdowns last season. He also rushed for 450 yards more and 10 more touchdowns. What kind of challenges does he present tonight?
He looks to me to be a little bit more of a rusher than a thrower, at least this year. And I don't know how the game's going to come out tonight, but he is a big old burly bear. He's every bit of 240 pounds running the football. He's difficult to bring down. I mean, I think Pickerton North had a tough time bringing him down. You know, the linebackers kind of ran through him a little bit. So he's going to pose a big challenge to us. And, hey, this is going to be a great opportunity to see us improve. I mean, Toledo Central Catholic's great tailback, broke a few tackles that we certainly wish we'd have back. We've worked like heck on it all week, so it's a great opportunity to see if we got better.
Coach, I remember here throughout the past couple years how excited you guys were to add the Watersons, the DeSales, to the St. Charles back to the schedule. This year you add the Division I teams in the area like a Central Crossing and a Worthington-Kilbourne. Is that just as exciting for you guys?
Really exciting for us. You know, we have great respect for the OCC. You know, I went to Reynoldsburg, so I played in the OCC and had great pride in the conference. And way back then, obviously, it was two divisions, so those were the only schools on 270. You know, that it's exploded since then, and these teams have come up and built their programs. Really impressed with what Coach Hart has done. He's taken a program that really struggled in its infancy and made it into one of the best teams in a really tough division. And it's exciting to see if we're good enough to play those teams. Being a Division IV school, I bristle when I hear teams that are big schools say, oh, well, we're just better because we're bigger. And I don't think that to be the case. I think the best teams are the best teams. But it's one thing for me to say, and it's another thing for us to prove it.
Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against Central Crossing.
All right, thank you.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. You heard Coach say he has full confidence in his backup quarterback, Connor Collins, who will start at quarterback tonight. Our Ryan Baker caught up with Connor earlier this week.
Connor, a tough but exciting loss in week one last week against Toledo Central Catholic on the road, 31-28. Obviously, you never want to lose, but what was it like opening up the season, that big game championship type atmosphere?
You know, it was great atmosphere to go up to Toledo and compete. The atmosphere was great, like I said. We just want to come out stronger with a W, and this week we're going to pull it out.
You guys got a early lead on them. You were up 14-3. They scored right before the half to make it 14-10. What did you guys do early on in the game that you thought was pretty successful?
Early on, we just stuck to our fundamentals all week. The coach was talking, if we do our thing and not worry about anything else, we're going to be fine. And that's our goal, and that's what we stuck to, and it was working the whole game.
And then in the third quarter, they come back and get the lead. You had a lot of guys out. Coach was telling me guys on both teams were cramping up. You guys had four or five of your starters out in that third quarter. How difficult is that to play when the starters are out and you got to get guys in last second there?
It was difficult, but for us, we get a lot of a lot of reps in practice, and I know our younger guys and our backups are ready to step up at any time, so I have confidence in them when they go down.
And then last year you guys won a state title, even though you had three losses in the regular season. When you play good teams, unfortunately, you can't win every game all the time. How is that experience, you think, going to help you guys as you put this one behind you and move on?
Oh, it's going to be huge because during the playoffs and later on the season, we're going to be in the same situations. And from having previous ones, we're going to learn from it and hopefully come up on top this time.
Next up for you guys, it's Central Crossing, another game on the road. It's our game of the week here on AM 820. Central Crossing has been a playoff team in Division I the last 2 years. What do you expect to see from the Comets?
I expect to see some big boys, and we usually see from them a lot of pass rushing upfield, stuff like that, but we're going to be okay, I think.
Now, last week, Jake Ruby got injured early on. He continued to play in the game, but he's going to miss this week and next. It looks like you're going to be the starting guy under center. You had some experience doing that last year when Jake was out. How excited are you to be the starter this week?
Well, I'm very excited. It's going to be a great opportunity and a great challenge for us, but I'm pretty confident. I've had a great practice all weekend. I'm ready to go.
How do you think that experience last year starting when Jake was out is going to help you this week?
Oh, it was huge. He was out. I started about 3 games for us last year. I really gained a lot of knowledge, gained a lot of experience, and I'm ready to go this year. It feels like that's going to change offensively for us. We're just going to keep going and going.
Taking on the Comets this week, we mentioned what's going to be a key for a Hartley win?
I think key for us is going to be throwing the ball. I'm not used to working with these receivers in practice, so we just got to get our chemistry down and make sure we can throw the ball this weekend.
Well, Connor, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get back to practice. Good luck this week when you guys take on Central Crossing.
Thank you for having me.
Our thanks to Hartley quarterback Connor Collins and our Ryan Baker. The Hawks on the road at Central Crossing tonight in our CCL Game of the Week live right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 and stgabrielradio.com. We put a wrap on the preview show right after this short timeout.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 and Bryce Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Week 2 of the high school football season is just moments away. 4 of Central Ohio's Catholic teams are in action tonight. DeSales hosts Clarkson North. Waterson is on the road at Olentangy Orange. St. Charles heads to Reynoldsburg. And in our CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation, Hartley travels to Central Crossing. Tomorrow night, Reedy takes on Briggs. Newark Catholic drives south to take on Nelsonville York. And Fisher Catholic plays Portsmouth East at Byrne Union High School. Don't forget, after the game tonight, stay tuned to AM 820 for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and talk with the coaches from around the area. If you have a score, send it to us on Twitter at AM 820 Scoreboard and visit our website, am820scoreboardshow.com. That'll do it for us on the preview show. On the other side of this break, Randy Reinhardt and Coach Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play of tonight's CCL Game of the Week between Hartley and Central Crossing. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening to the preview show, and enjoy the game, everybody.
College football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, Ohio State's Archie Griffin, on sportsmanship.
Interscholastic athletics are about much more than wins and losses and the thrill of competition. They're about sportsmanship, representing your school, and setting the foundation for a lifetime of success. Participation in junior high and high school sports is a privilege, not a right, and the member schools of the Ohio High School Athletic Association follow a higher set of standards than non-school teams. Remember that when we talk about student-athletes, the word student comes first for a reason.
A message from the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
At St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City, Pope Francis said, "We have to ask ourselves, are we even capable of counting our blessings? If we don't take time to count our blessings, we forget that they're there. Sadly, we tend to do this with the greatest blessings in life. Sure, we thank the person behind the counter who just handed us our change, but when's the last time you told someone that you treasure the gift of his friendship? As silly as it sounds, have you thanked your kids for letting you be their dad? Do you thank your spouse for the gift of her life? Married people can often feel lonely because they get so used to each other that they almost forget that they're not alone. Friends, family, a good meal, a pretty sunset. These are the things that make us super lotto winners. Be sure to cash in. Take a few minutes every day to stop, notice your blessings, and thank God for them. That's where gratitude begins, and joy is never far behind." This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.